In 1994, President Reagan wrote a letter informing the public that he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He called it the beginning of a journey that would, quote, lead me into the sunset of my life.
Mr. Reagan lowered his profile after that, but his decision to reveal his diagnosis significantly raised awareness of this mysterious, mind-altering disease. It's estimated that Alzheimer's afflicts 1 in 10 people over the age of 65 and nearly half of seniors over 85.
Steve McConnell has worked closely with the Reagan family to raise awareness and funding for research on Alzheimer's disease. He's a senior vice president for advocacy and public policy at the Alzheimer's Association, and he joins us in the studio now. In the letter announcing former President Ronald Reagan's diagnosis in 1994, he said the couple had struggled with the decision to go public. How important was that?
Well, if you think back a decade ago, a lot of people were not comfortable talking about it. It still was a stigma that mental illness, is this a kind of a shadowy disease? So his coming forward has done a huge amount to increase awareness and eliminate the last vestiges of stigma that have been attached to this disease.
In the 10 years since President Reagan announced his diagnosis, are we any closer to understanding what causes the disease?
Much closer. About 85% of what we know about Alzheimer's we've learned in the last 10 to 15 years. We now can diagnose it with great accuracy. We know that the underlying pathology, if you will, of the brain, the role of an amyloid protein that seems to contribute to the development of these plaques in the brain. So there's a great deal of understanding, and that's what's helping us move more quickly to find treatments and eventually ways to prevent it.
And what about prevention?
Well, what's interesting is that there is now a growing linkage between Alzheimer's disease and cardiovascular disease. So we tell people what's good for your heart is good for your head. So keep your cholesterol under control, watch your blood pressure, keep your weight down, eat healthy food, exercise, use your mind. All those things show some positive linkages with preventing Alzheimer's, though not final yet. We don't have all the research in. But those are things that people can do in their everyday lives, and it's good for them, so why not?
What about the prospect of finding a cure?
A cure is probably a little more elusive. When you think about the brain cells have been damaged so that they have died. If you think about a tree that you've uprooted and you're looking at this elaborate root structure, in an Alzheimer's brain, that root structure is very diminished. There are only a few straggly roots left. So the idea of actually recreating that very elaborate root structure in your brain after it's been significantly damaged will be tough. But we do know now that that nerve cells can be regenerated, so it's possible.
Nancy Reagan has been speaking out in favor of stem cell research recently, and with President Reagan's passing, there's certainly much more focus on Alzheimer's. William Safire in the New York Times today suggested that this may resolve the impasse blocking federal support for the use of embryonic stem cell in biomedical research. How do you view that?
The fact is, when somebody as high profile as President Reagan, when they act in a certain way, or in this case, as President Reagan passes on, it can give great visibility to this issue and tend to coalesce Congress around action. We're hopeful that that coalescing leads to a substantial increase in research for Alzheimer's, because that's what it's going to take to finally eliminate this disease. And it's not clear that stem cells, I mean, we're exploring lots of avenues. That's only one. And it comes down to money. Is there enough? There's not enough money yet, but we hope that there will be.
One of the things that people may wonder is how Alzheimer's affected him during the years that he served in the White House, and particularly since we know that the disease begins as early as 10 to 20 years before it may be medically diagnosed.
Actually, they've done autopsies on people that have the characteristic plaques and tangles in their brain but have had no symptoms. So we don't have any evidence that President Reagan was experiencing problems from the disease, certainly while he was president. But at some point, the damage becomes so significant that then people start having significant memory problems and other behavioral issues, which, as far as we know, only started really occurring a year or so before he got the diagnosis.
Steve McConnell, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Steve McConnell is the Senior Vice President for Advocacy and Public Policy at the Alzheimer's Association in Washington, D.C.